Very, yeah. You're a very astute lady, and
thank
looking
you.
Forward to hearing big and great things from you.
I'll come back and then see you. Thank you.
Well, we'll have a whole hour session about you because you got a lot to talk about. It's awesome.
Do.
All right, you were listening to Good Morning Hunter and Huntsburg.com. That was folks from RVCC, Phi Theta Kappa, and you just learned all about the great things that go on over there at RVCC, and check it out. Been my pleasure to be with you as I am every weekday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Thank you to Mike and Michelle, Stephen, Sarah, and Angela for their contributions to the show. Vince Orlino says, never say I should have. Hey, got to take care of yourself this weekend with A, Valentine's Day, and B, the weather, because it's going to be very cold, and you do not want to have any issues with pets, elderly, and or your car. So check all that out. Stay tuned for Hunter and Helpline. Right after this, you listen to Good Morning Hunter on HunterShipper.com.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Today is the day that all 538 Electoral College delegates will gather around the nation to certify the results of the presidential election. Republican Donald Trump, of course, securing 306 electoral votes. Democrat Hillary Clinton got 232. There are Trump opponents who have been putting up some considerable pressure on the Republican delegates not to vote for Trump, but constitutional experts and legal observers say that is pie in the sky. Meanwhile, a legendary U.S. Secretary of State comments on Trump's huge victory. Here's USA's Joe Gomez.
Former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger says he never really thought seriously about Donald Trump as a presidential candidate.
I thought it was a transitory phenomenon.
On Face the Nation, Kissinger says he gives the president-elect huge credit for his winning strategy.
This is USA Radio News.
If you have ever had an email account, shopped online, or used a credit card to make purchases, you are in dire jeopardy of identity theft. You must protect yourself now. Call our partner, ID Lion, at 1-800-941-6844 and sign up now for free. That's right, free. USA Radio Networks and ID Lion want everyone to have identity theft coverage. If you sign up now, we will give you a $50 gift card. Identity theft destroys credit and causes horrible issues for those that are hacked. Don't be a victim. Take advantage of this incredible free offer and sign up now. Call 1-800-941-6844. One out of every four Americans are going to have their identity stolen. Don't let it be you. It'll ruin your good credit score. Get protected and get your free $50 gift card. Call right now, 1-800-941-6844.
So the bitter cold that's been freezing millions of Americans should start finally leaving town today, as forecasters say temperatures will warm dramatically across the plains as well as the Midwest. Oklahoma City's weather will jump from near freezing to nearly 50 degrees. Chicago could see highs near 30 after a weekend in the lower teens. There's a new warning about the safety of those popular e-cigarettes, as we hear from Mitch Levy.
In light of a series of e-cigarette explosions recently, New York Senator Chuck Schumer is calling upon the Consumer Product Safety Commission and the FDA to consider recall options.
E-cigarettes have become ticking time bombs, and we're here today to try and disarm them before they injure more unsuspecting people.
Schumer says he's not calling for an outright ban of the devices, but
if it's only certain brands that explode and others that don't, isn't the public entitled to know that?
E-cigarette companies say their products are perfectly safe when used properly.
Powered by WesternJournalism.com, you're listening to USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today, the daily links at USSportsPages.com.
Today marks the busiest day for the United States Postal Service, with over 611 million pieces of mail expected to be processed and shipped nationwide. Then Wednesday is seen as the deadline for priority mail, and Friday the deadline for Priority Mail Express if you wanted to get there on Christmas. Today's Obamacare registration deadline may be the last ever Obamacare registration deadline. Here's correspondent Doug Parrish.
Today is the enrollment deadline for the Affordable Care Act individual health plans. Those who want coverage that starts January 1 need to sign up by the end of today. The deadline had been last week, but it was extended for a few days due to a late surge of enrollments for health insurance coverage. And it may be the last time people can take advantage of Obamacare. The law is expected to be gutted under the new administration.
And a Maryland teenager says he has a really good story to tell for the rest of his life now, after a deer made a loud banging noise and then broke through the front door of his home the other night. The teen calling 911, it sounded like this.
There's a deer in my house.
Is it alive?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, it's not like rabid. It's just freaking the f*** out.
17-year-old Ryan Manchester of Frederick says the 8-point buck knocked over the Christmas tree, put a hole in the wall, and really marked up the floor. He fired two shots, or the boy did, killing it in his living room. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat. You know, between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb.
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Local weather here at HuntertonChamberRadio.com for our Flemington area. It's 25 out there right now. A little cold, sunny today, high possibly hitting low 30s. Clear on the overnight, low in the teens. Clear again Tuesday and Wednesday, although daytime temperatures might be in the upper 30s to lower 40s, although back in the 20s at night. And Thursday, looking like a chance of snow showers in the morning, then rain and snow mix after that, and then changing to rain as the temperature gets into the 40s. Thursday night, chance of rain showers in the evening, and then the mix later on that night. Low will be right around that freezing point, right around 30. Then sunny Friday and Saturday. Looking around here, long term, is possibly a little rain for Christmas. Stay tuned for Chef Bill's Table.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
We'll be right back.
Welcome to the table, Chef Bill's table here. Looks like it's going to be our final live show of the year. The Mannheim Steamroller going here. Thought I had all their music, but I just found another one. Celebration. Always great at Christmas time. So, last show, what's going to happen next two Mondays because of holidays, we'll be off here at the table. And we're moving to new digs. The chamber offices are moving to the restored Large House, formerly where Large Scammell and Danziger Law Firm was. And we'll have a presence on Main Street. Really nice historic house. We've been working hard to get it ready, and so we will be probably mid-January. We'll be back up and running once we get everything established over there. So in the meantime, we have all our archives. If you want to listen to anything, and if you want actually probably seasonal or timely, would be go to the year ago this time. But anyway, with our final show here for the year, of course, Christmas coming up, a big holiday celebrated by Christians, of course, and of course many other people. It really takes over no matter what your faith or your background, and whether you celebrate the religious holiday or not. Many people will be off of work, except of course hotels and essential services, which we always have to keep things going. And thanks to those that serve and protect and are always on duty. So for Christmas, Christmas dinner, of course, a good reason, again, for at least your immediate family. You may have extended family or people stopping by. I know in the past couple of weeks probably there have been maybe some gatherings. Companies have their parties and people may have a little gathering at night. But Christmas that day, think of it, well, we just had Thanksgiving, which is big food holiday. And, of course, Christmas we had the shopping and the gifts and all the other activities going on. But traditional cooking is probably the way we go. I always like to do a roast. Now I have some extended family that stops by, and you know, sometimes it's a small group, sometimes a little bit larger. So I like to do a buffet. I have the holding equipment to do it. Nice slow cookers that I use as chafing dishes because I can set the temperatures properly so nothing overcooks. And I kind of pick food that can hold up for a little while, and for cold food, things that are served, if not chilled, at least that can hold up at room temperature. You know, exception being cooked seafood, of course, and that you hope people eat right away, keep that chilled. But I kind of put everything out at once and let people eat what they want when they want. You know, it's not like you have to sit down at and get served. Now, if you choose to do it that way, that's fine. Kind of like Thanksgiving, you could do family style or plate the food, but I like to have this variety and just spend a good couple hours in conversation and just kind of noshing your way through, as we say. So what we do is, of course, there's families have their tradition, and countries, nationalities that do celebrate Christmas or other holidays, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, there's many other holidays that happen at the end of the year. No matter where you are, you try to replicate some of your family traditions or even some of your cultural specialties, which is cool. You know, like we said at Thanksgiving, you may all do the same bird, but we will sauce it differently. The sides will be different, the desserts, things like that. This is where Christmas, probably a little bit less pressure than Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving probably do more baking, and I think of pies and those kind of desserts. Christmas, I think of cookies. Although we do have my mother-in-law always makes a trifle, or otherwise in England, most desserts are called puddings. But those kind of things, you can make them a little bit ahead. And they're actually better when they said a zuppa and glaze would be another version of it, the Italian version of that, or even a tres leche cake, something that's been sitting and soaking for a while. Also, favorite cake that my wife likes, the Sicilian cassata, the yellow. You can use pound cake or sponge. Pound cake's pretty good; it's firmer. And the ricotta filling that you put in cannolis. And then my version, I like to glaze it with chocolate ganache, which we did a couple weeks ago, the chocolate show. Very good dessert. Again, have it ahead. You can, of course, keep it chilled because of the filling, but really kind of a nice thing. But the cookies are what I think of at Christmas time. We'll talk a little bit about cookies and about techniques today, because recipes, there's hundreds and hundreds of recipes. And here's where people have their favorites. It's a good activity. Sometimes if the kids can get involved in decorating them, and it doesn't have to be complicated, but you can, especially with a rolled cookie, you can make all the different shapes, and you've got the little dusting with different colors. Gingerbread, of course, and for those that are very ambitious, you make the gingerbread house, but many ways to make cookies. And I think at the end, especially, a big meal, a few cookies or chocolates would be very nice. Fruit's kind of tough right now. You can get some citrus and, still some apples and pears probably been in the storage. But you're not thinking of raspberries and blueberries right now. We've got a break for a couple of messages here, and then we'll start to, I think we'll just go over some ideas for cookies and just get some techniques down or hints to help with your success there. And then see what we're going to have for dinner at Chef Bill's Table.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
I'm your ice cream man, stop me when I'm passing by.
It's time to visit Pambies, the newest ice cream shop in town. Pambies Purely Delicious ice cream, gelato, and sorbet made in Hunterdon County from unique blends of natural extracts, herbs, and spices. Created with a rich, creamy texture bursting with flavor. Tickle your palate with exotic flavors such as rose cardamom, hot mango, and ginger lemon. Or satisfy your craving for dark chocolate, pecans, and caramel. Located on Route 31 south of Clinton. Pambies, purely delicious.
See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the table here. Chef Bill, going to talk about cookies for a little bit here. Trying to get lined up for our Christmas feast. And they said cookies are always a nice way to end. That's what you think of anyway. I mean, cookies are a good way to end any meal, anytime, right? But Christmas is when you think of cookies. And many different versions, different kinds. And I guess nice thing about them is you can make them ahead. In fact, some might be better made ahead than ones that have to your meringue cookies, things that you want to dry out. I know our manager, Donna, makes tons of cookies and brings in trays for the staff and uses them as, house presents if you're going somewhere. But she always has, I don't know, maybe a dozen varieties on there, if not more. And she starts a couple of weeks ahead of time, and you make the ones that'll hold up. Of course, you need nice, airtight containers to store them in. Heck, I remember family I worked, people I worked for in Syracuse, a daughter was getting married, Italian family, and the ladies started half a year or so ahead of time. They'd get together every Sunday or every couple of Sundays and make cookies, and you could freeze them. Cookies hold up very well in the freezer. So the different types of cookies. What you like to have is variety, although if you just like to decorate little shapes, a simple rolled cookie, easy enough to make the dough, and you have the cutters there. You can sometimes get little kits with different shapes, and then you go crazy with piping the icing around. If it's gingerbread, it doesn't have to be just gingerbread men. You could make many shapes with gingerbread also. And those kind of spices are nice in the wintertime also, fall and winter spices, I call them. So we've got other varieties. We have drop cookies, which are the simplest, where you will just take a small teaspoon or so of the dough and drop it on a cookie sheet. And cookie sheets, what you'd like to get is probably the more the shiny aluminum ones instead of the dark ones. Shiny will deflect the heat less. Cookies, after all, can burn quickly, if any of you have tried to make them and know. Very easy to overcook. It's always better to undercook. You can always crisp the cookies back up if you need to in a 400-degree oven, but most of your baking will be done between 350 to 375, with a few exceptions. But you want some nice sheets, and you want the sheet pan not to fill the whole shelf of the oven. You want heat to be able to circulate around them. Ingredients should be at room temperature, especially if you're using butters or shortening in there. You want it to be able to blend in nicely. And check the date on not only your spices, to make sure they're full strength, because after all, when you're following a recipe, they're probably based on somebody using current inventory. But also your baking powder and or your baking soda that you're using can lose its punch after a while, especially the baking powder. And that's your little bit of leavening that you'll use in cookies sometimes, so make sure those are current. Eggs, when you're following recipes, commercial big baking recipes, we always weigh everything. Weighing is much more accurate, but on a small level, and many recipes will call for eggs. Unless it specifies otherwise, use large eggs. Large eggs are about 2 ounces each of measure. If you do happen to have something that calls for half a cup of beaten egg, but usually recipes will tell you the count, but don't use the small or medium. Use large eggs. If you use extra large, you might have a little bit too much eggs, so assume large eggs unless you're told otherwise. Parchment paper, always good to have. Vegetable spray may be okay for things, but what you really want to do is, if you have to grease the paper or the pans, use shortening. Butter, of course, with a little bit of milk and milk solids in there, it might taste a little better, but it could tend to burn things. So I have some shortening on there. You'll need maybe a pastry bag for some types if you want to squeeze out, even to make good little circles, a plain tube at the end of a pastry bag. Of course, you have your cutters, and then my mother always had a cookie press. I don't know if anybody's seen those. It looks like something you can caulk your tub with. It's basically, you've got a little tube, and you've got a nozzle on the end, or a shape, like a, I guess like a Play-Doh Fun Factory, right? And a little crank or a plunger, and you just press the dough out that way. So that's kind of extruded, we call it. So, got drop cookies. We've got your hand-shaped cookies. And there's rolled cookies, which most of us would do. We'll roll out sheets of dough and then cut them into shapes. There's a specialty cookies. I think of Pizzelles or cones, something you may need special equipment for. Pizzelles are great. I had a good fortune. We got a Pizzelle maker, and you can make, of course, small cones for ice cream or any kind of filling you want. But those little lace vanilla cookies there, even dusted with sugar, they make a nice base for things too. If the Pizzelle is soft, you can form little cups, as I said, cones. Could be a vehicle for something else. Bar cookies are pretty efficient because, and you think right away, brownies, of course. Everybody likes brownies or fudge. But something you'll bake in a sheet and then be able to cut afterwards. Shortbread, very common way to do that. And the nice thing about those is you can fill them. You have your layer of dough, and then you have a filling, another layer of dough on top of that. And just remember, if you're using a larger pan that's shallow, too big for the recipe, you're going to have a thinner bar, a thinner cookie that will bake quickly. If you're using a little smaller pan, it'll take a little bit longer. But the nice bar cookies are nice because you're making the one big pan and then cutting it afterwards. And then, of course, there's pastries that I guess could qualify as cookies. If you're using phyllo, little phyllo cups, or baklavas, rougalash, are there cookies? Yeah, even madeleines, the French cookies. You bake in a special little pan there. It's more of a batter. It probably approaches a cake. You know, and again, pastries, pétifors, things like that, they're more of in the cake category. Something, one of my favorites is, we have the macaroons, which are the almond and egg white and coconut confections there, the cookies. The macaron, the French ones made with meringue, very nice. A little bit more time consuming. It's more with technique. I might even pick some up this year for their dinner. I just love the variety of fillings, different flavors that you can do with the meringue and the fillings. You can have them similar, use a little bit of food coloring in the meringue to tint it and then make an appropriate filling. With those, with the macarons, of course, a little bit lower oven, you'll need maybe 300 degree oven. And when you make them, the pastry bag, of course, you're making little circles. If you've ever seen them, they're like little sandwiches, very delicate. And you need to let them dry a little bit before you bake them. You want a little skin to form on them. That's kind of because they're soft. They're not a hard meringue like sometimes meringues you just dry out at a low temperature. These will actually be a little bit soft. If you find recipes, again, the different fillings. Now, something similar you could do, if you have especially softer cookies, is make your own cookie sandwiches. And obviously, in the summertime, we like the ice cream and cookies, sandwich, things like that. But you can use cookies. One of my favorite former the pastry instructor at Polytech, she would make a carrot cake cookie and then sandwich it with the cream cheese that you would normally put on the frosting. Or she would have a soft chocolate cookie. These would be drop cookies. They're a little bit underbaked. And then maybe an orange or a Grand Marnier cream filling in them. So, kind of like Oreos or any of those filled cookies, but doing your own with soft cookies, kind of like same appearance as the macarons, but a little bit less involved with the technique. We've got a break for news at the half hour, and we'll come back and see what we can do about dinner, Chef Bill's Table.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Just some really nasty, disappointing messages from people from across the country.
That's a Michigan Electoral College member named Michael Benarian who tells Fox News he's been receiving those types of threats from anti-Donald Trump groups. How bad are the threats?
People talking about putting a bullet in the back of my mouth, burning my family, sending me pictures of a noose, and saying that if I don't vote for Hillary Clinton, they'll get me.
Benarian, one of 538 delegates to the Electoral College, going to their respective capitals today to cast their ballots. The votes to finalize the presidential election to be formally tallied on January 6th. Chinese officials say they're having talks with the United States about returning an underwater drone that they took last Thursday off the coast of the Philippines. President-elect Trump had accused Beijing of stealing it, but the Chinese say he's completely incorrect. This is USA Radio News.
There is a devastating disease crippling children, disfiguring them, leaving once beautiful faces marked with the unmistakable signs of leprosy, causing them to live a life of pain, shame, and isolation. But you can help American Leprosy Missions find, diagnose, and cure these children. You can stop leprosy. Right now, you have an incredible opportunity to help and heal children who are suffering. Because it costs only $90 to cure leprosy in three people, you can be the source of their healing. Jesus said, "Freely you have received, freely give." Give now to help those suffering with leprosy. Call American Leprosy Missions right now, 800-443-0838, 800-443-0838. That's 800-443-0838. Or give online at StopLeprosyNow.com.
Back at the table here at Chef Bill's Table at 100inchamberradio.com. So with the cookies, another favorite filled cookie would be, I guess you'd call them thumbprints, probably familiar with that, where you have your cookie dough and you make a little indentation in it with your thumb, basically, and bake them, and then you could fill them with maybe a little, of course, chocolate filling, maybe a ganache, or if you're using jams, you could actually put the jam in before you bake it, and you've got that. I like that little touch with the fruit there, with preserves or marmalade, little thumbprint cookies. So if you're picking a tray, just, you know, the variety between these different types of cookies, you can usually find, you know, maybe you have family favorites. I remember we had the, of course, shortbread was always my favorite. My mother would make these little wreaths. And the red would be the little the Red Hots, the little hot candy. So that was kind of a treat, dusted with the green sprinkles. And then we had what we called tracks that would just come out of the cookie press there. Filberts, I remember cracking the nuts. We didn't buy them pre-done in a bag. No, no, we had whole nuts and sit there with the nutcracker and the little and pick out the nut meats. That was part of every fall and winter for our treats there. Still have fond memories of that. And you, little kid, you don't really know much what you do. You can get a little task like that, and you feel involved. So have fun with the cookies, because, again, they can be done ahead. Less stress on thinking of a dessert for your Christmas dinner. So after all, you're there to feed your people. I remember when I worked in resorts up in Lake Placid, the wintertime, of course, we were full. Ski resorts are packed through the holidays. People, they're off. The kids are off from school, or workplaces are maybe closed for a little bit extended time between Christmas and New Year's. And so we had to recreate Christmas for the the families that were there. So never mind the fact that we had to work extra hard, because after all, you know, you've got people staying in essential service, you've got to feed them, and then kind of create some kind of traditional meal for your house guests. And actually, it is a treat if somebody is from a different background. Just, again, your family traditions, whatever works for you, your favorite dishes can be fancy or not fancy. I like to do a roast. And every year, it's my owner and I, what are we going to do this year? You know, we've done, you know, the crown roast of pork. We've done the rack of pork. Filet is always nice. Or even something a little bit more budget conscious, even a eye round roast, which you really need to cook rare to medium rare and slice it thinly, but you know, it's still a nice little roast. I'm thinking a sirloin strip or a shell, if you will. Sometimes the stores call it the same thing, the meat you cut your steaks from. So instead of cutting individual steaks and worrying about that, we'd like to do a roast. When I was in hotels, we always had to have a roast on the menu, and if you know, the prime rib was sometimes a little more expensive. The sirloins right now, because you know, grilling season is pretty much over in most of the country, and the ribs are high now. The rib roast, standing rib roast, is of course traditional Christmas dinner, or the filet. You might find some good buys on a sirloin strip. And as I said, instead of the steaks, you want to get this in a one chunk in the. The average, the whole loin would probably be, 14 to 15 pounds trimmed. But you could get a half of one of those or a good piece of it. Steakhouses sometimes, they'll do a 60-ounce strip. And what they'll do is basically you're taking all the fat off of it and roasting it or grilling it. And you can slice it thinly. You can slice it in thicker pieces. It's so tender. Like certified Angus, of course, that's for the flavor. But a nice sirloin strip will give you a roast that even if you cook it a little bit too much, or if your guests like a little bit more done, it's going to be nice and tender. You don't have to worry about doing the long cooking of a pot roast. Although, you know, if it's cold out there, there's nothing wrong with that either. And again, if that's what your family enjoys, even a good beef bourguignon done right with some nice big chunks of chuck there, you know, it would make the house certainly smell good, and it'd be very very hearty and warming. So the sirloin strip, you can cook this roast at a little bit higher temperature also, because it is very tender. As I say, we'd like to take all the fat off of it. If you don't want to, I would... you have to cook it a little bit longer, but then you also you have to trim the fat. There's a fat covering over the top of the loin. We like to take that off now, and if you're doing that to season it, you can always rub it with a little bit of soft butter if you want to put a little bit, you know, something to help the spices and herbs stick to it. But you could do a mustard crust. I've done these in a salt crust where you make the paste of with kosher salt and a little water, a little bit of egg white, and encase it in salt. And it does not make the meat salty. It's kind of steaming it inside that crust there. You've seen it probably done with whole fish, baking in a salt crust. It's a unique way of cooking something. When the roast is done, you just crack the crust off of it and lift it out, and you've got a really nice, tender roast, you know, with the salt crust. It keeps the moisture in also. So a sirloin strip doesn't take long to cook. You can cook it at that 400. In fact, I'd recommend browning it in a big, if you have your heavy roast pan, brown it a little bit first on the outside, because after all, it is a steak. It's going to be tender. Always let your roast, let it rest for a while. You've got, you know, a good half hour that it'll still continue to cook a few degrees, and a little loose foil tent over it wouldn't hurt. You don't want it to steam too much. Now a sauce, because you don't have bones and things like that, what do we do? Of course, if you can have a cold, like a horseradish or something like that, or if you want to make a béarnaise egg-based sauce like that, and that's fine. You don't need any stock for that. But if you're going to make something, a gravy or a sauce, of course, mushrooms come to mind, Madeira, red wine. You could use your regular beef broth, but what we like to do with that, though, is kind of enrich that beef broth. First of all, use a lower sodium one if you can. But we like to just make a nice brown sauce the classical way, the mirepoix, which is your onion, carrot, and celery. And actually, what I like to do is go a little heavier on the carrot. It kind of, you know, there's a little bit of fat in the carrot, and the sugar's there. It sweetens it up a little bit. So you're getting that beef broth. You're trying to give it a little bit more mouthfeel and a little bit more body. So the vegetables definitely do it. And also some tomato paste you would saute with your mirepoix. And then add some wine. You could use red wine. You could use, as I said, if you're using Marsala or Madeira, I would add it toward the end. The fortified wines don't have to cook out that much. If you're using a red wine, you want to add it early on. And then your broth. And put a bay leaf in there. Put a little bit of thyme. You know, a couple of parsley is always good. Peppercorn, the classic sachet, we call it, in culinary world. And you let this simmer for a while. And get the flavor out of those vegetables. The tomato paste will help give it some color. Help. It won't really thicken it too much, but it'll give it some viscosity. So at this point, you've got a nice brown broth. Now you can thicken this probably with the sirloin. I wouldn't go with a flour thickener. I'd go with more of a arrowroot, something that has a little bit clear finish to it. Although, nothing wrong with making a nice Hutter sauce. We do it at the restaurant for the Jägerschnitzel. And that's, you have your bacon and onion, mushrooms, the brown stock, again, the red wine, tomato paste. It's a very hearty sauce. That is thickened with the roux, with the flour. But the arrowroot, you know, for a nice fine roast like this, I like that kind of clear look of a sauce like that. So let's say you have this broth done. You strain it, and you can thicken it. And if you want a Madeira sauce, which is the nice fortified wine, kind of like sherry, you would add a little bit of that at the end after you've thickened it. And so it'll evaporate some of the alcohol, but you want the aromas from that nice fortified wine. Or if you're making a mushroom sauce, you would have your sautéed mushrooms. You could do get some dried mushrooms, the porcinis, soak them in hot water, get your little mushroom tea there. You could add that essence to the sauce. It gives you that really earthy flavor. But that's what I'm thinking for a roast sirloin, as far as a something a little bit kicked up from gravy. And of course, with meat, we always like potatoes. In my family, we love, I make a soup. Christmas, I make a sausage and potato soup, but we also have mashed potatoes. Can't get enough potatoes, right? So with this roast here, now, if you wanted to go fancy, and even a potato that, you know, may negate the need for a lot of sauce, so the gratin dauphinoise, the layers of potato with some cream, some egg yolk, and some cheese, very nice way. So now you've got kind of a cheesy, creamy potato, goes right with the meat. Sweet potato and regular potato gratin would also be nice, thinly sliced. And again, you could do the layers with a little bit of onion and salt, pepper, and sprinkle a little flour in there. So kind of the, you know, starch from the potato, you've got your cream or your whole milk if you want to lighten up the calories a little bit. And bake until the potatoes are nicely done and the potatoes absorb that liquid. Another one I've done, especially if you don't want the dairy, the boulanger potatoes, boulanger, the French baker. So this would be like kind of a baker's, but something done in an oven, of course. And with the same, this beef broth that you have, which this is where the salt works in your favor, I've done it, you thinly slice the potatoes and braise them in beef broth. Just enough so that when these potatoes are done, they kind of soak it all up. Originally, it was probably done right in the pan with the roast. With your sirloin roast, you could line the pan with potatoes and put a little bit of the broth in there and bake them all together. And the potatoes pick up the drippings from the meat. You can add, again, some sliced onion if you like. But nice potato casserole without the dairy, without as many calories as a gratin or a scalloped potato. And, of course, roasted vegetables. Now, here's where, when I'm especially cooking for a crowd, you want to manage your oven time. So if the oven's on, if you have, you know, a good-sized two shelves, you can do a couple of things in there. And that's why I like to do roasted vegetables, you know, the turnips, the celery root, some sweet potatoes, some, you know, a couple of portobellos. And usually what I'll do with my roast is a pan of roasted vegetables. As they'll go with anything, you can, they can blend them in with the sauce if you like. But also when I'm serving, I put that bed of vegetables down in my chafing dish, and then I could slice the roast and put it on top of the vegetables so the roast really doesn't overcook. It stays warm without overcooking too much. So a couple of things. We'll come back after this break from messages, kind of finish up and think of some other things to do for Christmas dinner. But we've got our cookies and our meat and potatoes, and we'll see what else we do. Chef Bill's Table.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntingChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
All right, we're back at the table here, Chef Bill's Table. winding down Christmas dinner. So beverages, of course, depending, alcoholic, non-alcoholic, of course, make sure there's plenty of water on hand, especially if you're indoors and air might be a little dry and, you know, with all that's going on, keep plenty of water on hand. And always, of course, there's eggnog, there's hot chocolate, warm cider, all these kind of things. It's something different than maybe soda pop. But if you're having a beer, especially if you're having people over, it's better probably to have one nice beer or ale than have a bunch of standard stuff. Hard cider now, still a very popular item. And if you want to go a little fancy, get a cork-finished one, get a French one or something. Again, beers and ciders, now the way things are, you probably can find something local wherever you live being produced all over. And sparkling wine, of course, always a winner, especially if you're having a gathering at a time. What we do is we have a sparkler, and then I pick a couple of reds and whites, a couple of different styles there so people can have what they want. But what we do is we always keep a beer or a cider on hand, and then, again, water, just either sparkling or still, always have. That's good. You need to keep hydrated. So they said I put everything out. So dips, vegetables. I tell you what's a great snack if you like to do it is sushi. And it doesn't have to be all just the sashimi style or raw fish. I mean, there's many versions with cooked fish or vegetables that you could do. But even a simple the avocado roll. I mean, it'd be a great snack before dinner. Or any kind of, if you've got, looking to Spanish tapas, anything small like that. And again, things that are marinated or things that aren't so temperature sensitive, things that have to be fried at the last minute or crisp, it's kind of tough if you want to put things out that really do well as they sit. So I'll always do some shrimp, some smoked salmon, of course, for people who like seafood. Guacamole always works, but hummus is a hot thing right now also, and especially the different types you can make. Cheeses for those that like, again, if you're having a gathering for a while. And I like my cured meats also, a little taste, a little prosciutto and things like that. So, little platters always have vegetables, have fresh fennel, have some even though it's not seasonal, but people like it, chilled asparagus, or do even some good crudité, not just carrot and celery sticks. I try to find a couple of more interesting vegetables than that. But that's, you have your main course. As I say, I always make a soup. Soup, especially if people are coming in from the cold, works out. It's nice, and again, it always makes the house smell good. Lasagna I've done in the past as kind of I guess called a side dish. I don't know. I know the Italian families, you have your pasta first and then the rest of the meal. And I guess I spent years cooking Italian food. I can't get that out of my system. I still like that pasta, right? A little taste. And I guess if you're doing dinner, I like mid-afternoon, but depending, if you have to do breakfast and dinner, keep your breakfast simple. Of course, you might want to, if you're doing eggs, but, a tortilla, Spanish tortilla is always nice, or a frittata, same idea. The baked omelet, or deviled eggs, or even make deviled egg salad if you don't want to do all the splitting and the stuffing there. My family always liked what we call hotel eggs. And traditionally, the scrambled eggs, of course, the French technique, you would do it over a bain-marie, the hot water bath, so you're not really cooking them too strongly, and add some whole butter to it. Now, what I'll do is add a little bit of cheese and butter, but they're soft. They're kind of eggs you eat with a spoon. Should be very small curds. It shouldn't be those rock-hard things that jump all over the place. That's something, again, our family, that's what we like. But egg dishes are fine. And just remembering not too heavy. I don't think you need meats and stuff for breakfast on Christmas, unless brunch is your big meal. Just some spreads for bagels or English muffins, and maybe a little fruit, and you should have it. But no matter what you do, remember to enjoy the day and not stress too much. Good planning always makes it work. But just remember, you're feeding your people, your family, friends, relatives. And after all, it should be fun. I try to, of course, tailor dishes. If you know your crowd, it's easy too. You have to think about sensitivities, allergies, likes, dislikes. And the larger the group, oftentimes the simpler your food has to be. And I think the way it's going now, sometimes simpler is better. You know, if having 10 ingredients in a dish, you may have to, somebody can't have this or doesn't like that. But simpler dishes, of course, rely on better technique and freshness of ingredients. So if you don't have things to mask flavors, or if your texture's wrong because you didn't cook it properly, I mean, this is where simple food, as far as number of ingredients, ends up sometimes being, you've got to be technically right on and do your shopping. But at any rate, again, you should have fun. And remember, the next couple of weeks we're going to be on Rewind, and then we'll be moving to the new Chamber Center on Main Street here in Flemington. So the radio station will be up and running in a couple of weeks after that. So probably after mid-January, maybe after Martin Luther King Day, somewhere around there, we'll be back live and ring in the new year. In the meantime, enjoy the rest of this year, your holidays, your friends, stay safe, and eat well. Chef Bill, see you next year.
Is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Just some really nasty, disappointing messages from people from across the country.
That's a Michigan Electoral College member named Michael Benarian who tells Fox News he's been receiving those types of threats from anti-Donald Trump groups. How bad are the threats?
People talking about putting a bullet in the back of my mouth, burning my family, sending me pictures of a noose, and saying that if I don't vote for Hillary Clinton, they'll get me.
Benarian, one of 538 delegates to the Electoral College, going to their respective capitals today to cast their ballots. The votes to finalize the presidential election to be formally tallied on January 6th. Chinese officials say they're having talks with the United States about returning an underwater drone that they took last